The first reading.
Today, let's talk about lifelong learning. This means that as long as we are alive, we go on learning new things. In the past, when students graduated from college and got a job, they usually stopped studying. Today, lifelong learning is becoming more common. In the United States, people can return to school in their late 20s, 30s, or older to get a higher degree, such as a master's. As a result, many more people are taking training courses to improve their workplace skills. With many classes now available through the internet, it is easier for people to get degrees or training by distance learning.
The second reading.
Today, let's talk about lifelong learning. This means that as long as we are alive, we go on learning new things. In the past, when students graduated from college and got a job, they usually stopped studying. Today, lifelong learning is becoming more common. In the United States, people can return to school in their late 20s, 30s, or older to get a higher degree. Such as a master's. As a result, many more people are taking training courses to improve their workplace skills. With many classes now available through the internet, it is easier for people to get degrees or training by distance learning.
The third reading.
Today, let's talk about lifelong learning. This means that as long as we are alive, we go on learning new things. In the past, when students graduated from college and got a job, they usually stopped studying. Today, lifelong learning is becoming more common. In the United States, people can return to school in their late 20s, 30s, or older to get a higher degree, such as a master's. As a result, many more people are taking training courses to improve their workplace skills. With many classes now available through the internet, it is easier for people to get degrees or training by distance learning.